Okay, Simon Samachay, let's review a little bit. Let's start from Lacha Dalit. Wait, did we do Gimel? Let's review Gimel, just in case. Okay, we're a little Chazara. Gimel.
No.
We didn't do base. We didn't even get base. Let's go back to base then. Okay, let's go back to base. Mish nichshal b'lerach ribis mechuyv lachzir. Okay, similar lach. A person is nichshal ribis. Darah pashut. You have to return. It's not like, oh, it's what's done was done. We have an obligation to return the money. Halacha gimel. Afi loy pasakim oyla esaribis b'shas halva. Ela shehil v'loy. Oh, we're going. That's halacha vav. Halacha vav. We're going to milvad ribis mukdemes ribis mukheres. Look, what's above that? You do not have to return. That we're going to come to in a few moments. Halacha vav. We're going to learn exactly what that is. That's very simple. We'll see soon. Halacha gimel. Afilu pasakimo es ribis b'shas halva ela shehil velo b'chinam al ad zman peloni. We actually did this halacha. Remember, let's take a step back. The rules of ribis are only when you set the price at the time of the halva. That is ribis de'oraisa. I'm lending you money, and today, at the moment when I lend you the money, there's going to be an understanding, an agreement that you're going to pay me back double. You're going to pay me back 20%, 50%, whatever it is. So since it's pasak, you stipulate the exact price at the moment of the loan, that is ribis d'oraisa. But let's say that has not been stipulated at the time of the loan. It only comes into effect at a later point of time. That's not ribis d'oraisa. That is ribis d'rabbanon, and it's osir. Afidu leposak imo esa ribis b'shas halva. You did not stipulate the bonus that you're going to receive at the time of the loan. Ella shehilve lo b'chinam ad zman ploni. I'm lending you $100 for a month, and you'll pay me back in 1 month $100. O shemochar lo ezis schor b'hakofa ad zman ploni. I'm giving you the merchandise, and you'll pay me back the money in 30. They'll pay me the price in 30 days. O shechayiv lo b'inyan acher l'shalim lo. There's a service. I'm going to provide for you a service, and you will pay me in 30 days. L'shalim lo yia mi ezin shiyeh. Whatever the situation is, uviyagia zman ha'peiroon. And now it's time for you to pay me back the money. It's 30 days. You owe me the $100. You owe me payment for the merchandise. You owe me payment for the service. And you say, I'm sorry, I don't have the money. It's been a difficult month, a lot of expense. It's Yom Tov, it was Purim, it was Pesach, it's Hanukkah, whatever it is, tuition, I can't pay you back the money. So I say, no, I just can't allow this to happen. You just can't take advantage of me. If you wanted to wait and pay me in another month, you're going to have to pay me another $50. This is also ribis. Is this ribis d'oraisa? It's not. Because coming to demand money after the money already has been already transferred into a loan, it's at a later state point in time. It's not. I take it back. It's machloikis. Okay, it's machloikis place with this ribis d'oraisa. I take that back. This, according to some opinions, may also be ribis d'oraisa, because since now you're extending the time of the loan and you're saying, okay, another 30 days, I'll give you another 30 days, but you have to pay me a bonus, can be ribis d'oraisa. Halacha dalet. Okay, there was no requirement. I lent you $100, and it's now 1 month later, and you pay me back, you give me a slip in envelope of $120. I never asked you for that those $20. It was not part of the arrangement. So it was not part of the tenai. The ain't oimel l'shenois no lo b'shvil ribis. I never asked for it. You put it in the envelope. You gave me $120. Gam kain. Also, this clearly also. This is definitely not ribis d'oraisa, but this is ribis d'rabbanan. Halacha hey. Afilu oimel lo halov b'shasin esinus haribis shu nois no lo b'matana. Even if the lender says explicitly the borrower, or the borrower says, I'm not giving it to you as part of the loan, I'm giving it to you as a gift. Gam kein also lekablo mimenu. Aval im kvar lokach menu ribis v'hamal. But let's say in this situation we already took the ribis v'hamal v'oiset shuva v'roitzel ha'chazir lahaloi v'vumoicheloi muter. The only time that it works is, let's say the person was already nichshol and everyone already was over on all of the averos. This one was over on 5 and this one on 3, and the witnesses and the sirser was over on 1, and now you want to do tshuva. And now you want to do tshuva, so you want to say, I'm going to give it back to you. The hamal v'ois a tshuva, and the lender says, I want to do tshuva, I want to give you back the money. The roitzel hachziroi lahaloive, and the loive says, you know what, I'm moichel v'moichel, loy muter. So in this case, you're allowed to keep it. Since the borrower says, I'm giving it to you as a gift, and already was done, the avera was already done, what was done, in that case, then we allow the lender to keep the money. Halachavav now discusses the difference of mucheres and mukdemes. Also lahakdim as a ribis or laacher or so, you're not allowed to give ribis in advance or to give ribis at a later point in time. What does that mean? What is called ribis mukdemes and ribis mucheres? Ketzad. Hayar Ruvain writes a little voice Mishimain Mos. Ruvain desperately wants to borrow money from Shimon. Umaktim. So what does he do? He sends him a gift. Umaktim v'sholeach lo matana. He sends him a gift. We want to do business. We want to do business and want to borrow. So you know what? Here is a very nice gift on your behalf. Upera shlo b'shvil sheyalvehu. I'm giving you this gift as a gesture so that you should lend me money. Oh, shahaya. Any more of these? I want maybe use for the show as well. Oh, yeah, here. This on the. Oh, there's more over there. Yeah, on the. Okay, so also lahakdim loy arus ribis. Okay, so how you moving? Oh, it's a little voice. Mishimon Mos, but I'm acting with shlech lumatan b'shepeirush lo b'shul shi'alvei. I'm giving you the money b'shul shi'alvei, so that you should lend me money. Oshahaya matan meruba. Or let's say you don't make any specifications. You don't say, I'm giving you this gift so that you should lend me money, but instead you give the potential lender a large gift, so it's self-understood. If you give him a small gift, it's only called ribis mudemes if you specify the reason why I'm giving you this gift is that you should lend me money. But if you don't specify, it would be permitted. But in a situation where you give a potential lender a large gift, it's self-understood. Zehu ribis mudemes, and it is also. Period. Lava mimenu. Let's say you borrow money. Hechseloi ma'osav. And after you pay back the money, a day later, a week later, v'hoya shaleach loy matana b'shvil ma'osav. You send him a gift for the money. Shahayu b'telos etzlo. Zehu ribis mucheres. This is a delayed ribis. That's right. But it's not being given. The reason why we're calling this ribis mukdemes, ribis mucheres, because it's not being given mamish with the money. It's not part of the transaction. Certainly, it's not. It was never stipulated. But not only was it not stipulated, it's not even given part of the transaction. I borrow $100 and I give you back $120. I never asked for it, and I never stipulated. But that's at least part of the transaction. Here, I borrow $100 and I give you back $100. And then a week later, a month later, I send you a gift. I send you a gift in the mail. Thank you very much. That's called ribis miucheres. That's also midrabanan. Zayin. Imechad malvim oisav l'chaver al zman mo, kidei sheyachzor zev yalveu pamacher. This is a whole new concept. I'm lending you money. And the reason why I'm lending you money is that you should reciprocate and lend me money. So what's wrong? I'm doing you the favor. We're in business. And sometimes I need to borrow money, and sometimes you need to borrow money. Right now you're in need. You need $1,000. You know what? I'll give you the $1,000 for a month. But I tell you, listen here. I'm going to do you the favor. I'm going to give you the $1,000 for a month, but I need a return favor. I need... In 2 months from now, I'm going to need to borrow $1,000. So is there anything wrong? Is there anything wrong in doing that? Not necessarily. The only time it's also, because you're not really giving, when you lend the person money, here's the reason why it's not also, you're not really doing anything. I'm lending you money, I have to give it back to you. So when the day is over, when the period of time is over, I've not taken anything extra. Okay, I'm lending you $1,000. What are you going to give me back? you're going to give me back $1,000. Plus, you're going to give me $1,000 loan. A loan is not called you've given someone anything. Because when you give me $1,000 loan in a month from now, or 2 months from now, a year from now, I don't get to keep that money. I have to give that money back to you. So it's a little bit. It sounds strange. It sounds like, wait a minute, but I got the loan. I got the use of the money for a period of time. So the chiddush is that's not ribis, because you have not really received anything tangible. If someone gives you money for a period of time, okay, so there was a time amount that you were able to use that money, but when the time was over, you had to give back that money. It's not considered you have taken ribis by, in addition to getting back the money you've lent the person, you've also got from him a loan as well. Unless, here's a very fine line, unless he lends you more money. I'm lending you $1,000, and you're going to lend me in 6 months from now $2,000. Technically, you have not given me anything yet. You have not given me anything, because a loan is not a davar sheyesh bei mamish. I have to pay back the loan. But if you give me more money than what I have given you, midrabanan, that's already called avak ribis. Or let's say I'm lending you $1,000 for 30 days, and you will reciprocate by lending me $1,000 for 90 days, for 60 days, whatever it is, more than 30 days. That's also avak ribis. A very interesting halach. You don't come across this in the Gemara. Yeah?
There's stuff in Gemara that, like, you have to be a member, like a consumer union. Everyone puts in money, and then the Anhola doesn't give you a loan. But you can't get a loan unless you're a member of that thing.
You're a member.
So you don't usually get, if you put in 100, you can take out 1,000. But they have conditions.
You're saying the borders here on this law. I don't know the rules. I don't know how it works. It could very well be that it's problematic. It has to be done heteriska. Could very well be that there are problems.
Is the membership fee considered?
Is the membership called a loan or not? The membership fee is not called a loan. It's called they're raising capital for the gemach. So l'chayr, seemingly on a very simple level, would not seem to be a problem. But I don't know. Got to go check it out. See what the Reisman says. The laws of ribis. I don't know. It's interesting. If we have time, I really would like to go through some practical examples of, you know, complicated situations he has in his book. Okay, let's just see the basics first. Yeah?
Just a question. Getting back to the case before, where somebody lends money and then you get a gift.
Yeah.
The person you lent to. If that gift doesn't cost anything for the person,
it's still awesome.
Yeah, even to say thank you
is awesome. Even Tavis Hana, it's still called.
To say thank you.
A lavish thank you is forbidden. If you lend someone money and he gives you back the money and he says, "Thank you so much, you saved my life," and you know, a lavish thank you, it's awesome.
There used to be a guy who used to be a broker, and he'd give you apartments, like your apartments or whatever, and the commission was you had a daven in his shul.
A daven in his shul, a rabbi?
Yeah, that's the way he. He found your, yeah, but that's why he got people to kiss shul, but he got your apartments in the neighborhood. So I don't know, it's not Rivers.
That's not a loan. Interesting. You remind me of the story where Rav hasn't seen the Balabas in a few months. So he sees the Balabas and he says, "What happened to you? I didn't see you in a few months. Everything okay?" So he says, "I had a heart attack. And I was in the hospital and rehabilitation." So the Rav goes, "Ha, Baruch Hashem, I thought you went to a different shul."
Never came to visit.
No. As long as you didn't go to a different shul, you didn't care.
Okay. Someone told
him. Give him a chance to get it. You got it?
Why?
Yeah.
Causes you to get some.
Extra benefit?
Here's a situation. You lend somebody money, he gives you back the checks bounce.
Mm. Oh, that's a very big problem. Checks bouncing is a big problem.
Money,
yeah.
Collect the money for what it costs you. Mm-hmm. Checks that bounce.
Of course, the bank charge, absolutely allowed to. Well, question is, can you collect even more? Can you collect? There are situations when
your checks start bouncing because you thought you had money in the bank.
No, there's no question you can collect that. That's a penalty.
You put in your bank, And meanwhile, you're drawing out money from your bank.
So you can get bounced, other expenses.
And you get bounced because of him and everything.
Additional expenses.
No, but just this check alone.
Yeah, there's no question you can collect the penalty. There's no question about that. It's a strange thing. Why should you have to pay the penalty? He should pay it. I mean, why does the bank charge you? They should charge him for the penalty. All right, whatever it is.
No, it doesn't go that way. Your account is being charged
because you're making the deposit.
That transaction.
You're making the deposit.
He's also being charged
by his bank.
So that's
his problem.
For putting it in.
That's right.
You don't.
His bank makes your bank.
We're not going to. You don't walk out of this bank. You don't walk out of this bank without them making money. The worst thing you can do in a bank is close your account. I once closed an account at a bank. They went berserk. They were going out of their mind. A few dollars. What's the big deal? It's a small account. There's no money in the account anyway. What?
Did they charge you every month for the account?
No, they didn't charge me for the account. There was a minimum. Well, it was a very small account. They were going crazy. Like they gave me the FBI investigation. Like, why am I closing the account? Like, what did the bank do wrong? Like, they were so desperate to maintain in some shape or form. The account, I guess they have.
They want to see that it's not a disease. But other people don't start closing.
Their managers whip them into shape. You know, they can lose their job. They lose enough accounts. Their job is threatened. Halacha Zayin. Let's go this halacha carefully. It's a very unique halacha. You don't come across this when you learn Daf Gemara. This is a unique situation. Im echad malve me'osav l'chaver al zman ma. If you lend money to your friend for a period of time, kidei. And the condition is sheyachzor ze v'yalvehu pam acher sach yoiser l'zman kezeh. And you make a condition. I'm going to lend you $1,000, and the condition is you are going to reciprocate and lend me $2,000 at some point in the future, or for how long? For 30 days, just like the duration of this loan. Oh, sach kezeh. I'm going to lend you $1,000 for 30 days, and you're going to reciprocate and lend me $1,000 for 60 days. Oh, sach kezeh lizman oroich yoiser ze ribis gomur, because you're getting back in addition more than what you give. But the pam acher sach kizel isman kizel. I'm lending you $1,000 for 30 days, and you're going to reciprocate and lend me $1,000 for 30 days and 6 months from now when I need the money. So it's exactly the same amount of money for the same amount of time. Tzmach loikis. Yesh oimrim shegam ze oser. Oh, but it's not tangible. A loan is not considered to be something that's tangible. The yeshem, some say demuter, some say it's muter. The yesh lahachmir, if you're getting back more than what you're giving, even though what you're getting back is something that's not tangible. See, a lavish thank you, goodwill, is much more tangible than business. When you do business, I lend you money, you lend me money, that's not called hana. It's just a matter of business. That's not it's giving a person a lavish thank you, suddenly give him a gift, you give him a chocolate bar. That's the real deal. That's a real ribbis. Now the ach im lo his nekein. Let's say there was no condition, it was not put in writing, there was no oral agreement, it was just a matter of courtesy. You lend someone money, and then 6 months later you have a need, you go back to that same person, oh, maybe he'll reciprocate, he'll do me a favor, but it was never, there was no condition. Ach im lo his nekein, el shu mal ve loy birit soinoi, ta'am acher. Even though we can be certain, the only reason why he is reciprocating because he was a beneficiary of you in the past. In this case, since there was no stipulation, there was no conditions attached at the very beginning, then it is certainly permitted. Very careful not to derive a benefit from the borrower during the duration of the loan. Afilu bedavar shahoya oisalei af im lo hilvo, even things which he would normally do, even if he would not have lent him money. Since now you have lent him money, so it appears that he's redoing these. He's indebted to you. Shekevan shenena shaloi birushusoi nireh shesoy mechalav shebeshvil moisav biyosh shebiyado yimcholo. The reason why you're going and receiving this benefit, I'm going to park in his driveway. You know why? Because I lent him $1,000. It's a very scary halacha. You lend your next door neighbor $1,000, and then you want to take advantage, you want to park in his driveway, he's not going to scream at you. Because I lent him $1,000. You're not going to chepa. That's serious stuff. That's he's saying over here. That's called a hana that you should not do if you lend him money. Because it appears like it's ribis. But if you nene mimenu, you ask him reshus. Can I please park in your driveway? Since in the past you've asked him permission to park in his driveway before you lent him money, and he granted permission, and now you're asking him again, he explicitly says yes, you can park in the driveway, even though you in the meantime have lent him $1,000, this is mutter. It shouldn't be something which is noticeable to the hamayinah. I don't think parking in the driveway is parhesia, even though it's in the street, that's not mamash called parhesia. But unless it's something which is publicly known to the masses, then it would appear to be marasayin, that the only reason why he's giving you this benefit is because that you have lent him a lot of money. It's a very interesting halacha. Halacha test. Yeah?
At this, Jewish bank can't exist.
Impossible. Without a heter, a Jewish bank cannot exist.
They
always had a hetis. Hetis goes back how many hundreds of years? The Midbar?
Yeah. What they in that type of society?
I don't know how it worked. Heter Isco goes back very, very long. How many years? I don't remember.
The prior, they
yeah. So I don't know how society worked.
They didn't have money.
I don't know how society was set up. I don't know.
Somebody comes over to you. He says, I'm going to rent the car. It's going to cost me $500 for the week. And you say, don't rent the car. Take my car.
Okay.
And after it's over,
you pay me whatever
the guy's, no money involved. Mm-hmm.
You lend him your car.
He said,
that's not a loan. That's
he makes it very clear that I need to rent the car for $500.
Okay, doesn't matter. You're giving him a car. You're lending someone an object as a shoyal. That's not a halva.
The ribbis has to be money.
Absolutely. Ribbis, because the milvei lehitza nitna. It has to be that someone owes you something that's not tangible.
Why?
That's only true when it comes to money. When you lend someone,
yeah. Why only money? Why wasn't it?
That's the way the Torah. It's how gzeres hakasav. Doesn't make a difference. It doesn't make a difference. You lend when you give someone an object. It's not called in the Torah a loan. A loan, by definition, means you have an obligation to pay someone back something that's not. No, you can give him back a present. Well, we have saw besaw. We're going to have that. When you lend someone sugar, sugar is more problematic because the sugar is going to be consumed. When you lend someone sugar, give someone an egg, it disappears.
Right.
The sugar you coined, and therefore, what do you owe the person in return? Money. Just a courtesy, I took you sugar, I'll give you back sugar as well. We're going to get that later on. But that anytime you take an object from your friend, and your obligation is not to return the object, your obligation is to return the monetary value of that object, that involves the laws of ribis. If you borrow a car, can I borrow your car? I have to go on a date. Can I borrow your car? That, and then you give back the car, you give back a present. There's no, that's perfectly permitted. That's not ribis, because you didn't take from him money. I took from him an object, and I returned the object.
But if you didn't give him the car, he would have to spend his...
That doesn't matter. Right now, what have you... I'm a shoyal. I'm a borrower. I'm not. It's not a halva. That's not called ribis. I'm borrowing a car. The only question sometimes what happens is you borrow a car, there's an understanding, you give it back to him, you fill gasoline. That becomes a problem sometimes. Gasoline. You borrow a car, so it's derech eretz that you fill it up. Right? So you're going on a trip. So then when you fill it up more, so you fill it up with more gasoline, that, if I remember correctly, can be a problem of ribis. Yeah, you have to work out that.
You have another problem.
I mean, Reisman talks about this case.
Because
the gasoline evaporates. See, the car, you borrow the car, I'm giving you back the car. The depreciation of value is not an issue because it doesn't depreciate in value any more so because you drove the car. Unless it's a brand new car, right?
Depends on the mileage you have.
Okay, so then that might be an issue. That could be an issue.
What happens, you go with another couple and split the cost of a car?
What do you mean?
Split the cost of the car, the expenses.
You rent a car?
No.
You borrow a car?
Either it's one.
You pay for the tolls
for him?
Or? No, the tolls doesn't mean anything. The tolls is not an issue. That's not.
I have a
the
question.
The gears. Whatever.
Right, so the gear, it's derech eretz. We have to look it up. But I know Rabbi Rosny talks about this. You borrow a car and you give back. You fill up the tank and you give back more gasoline than what you took. That can be a problem. That can be a problem. I have to go look up what he says. I don't even remember what he says.
I have a question.
Yeah.
I'm going to get an apartment for Pesach in Eretz Yisrael from friends with my sister, and they don't want to take money. Can we give him $100?
Of course. You're not borrowing anything from them.
It's a gift.
It's not a loan. They're not lending you anything. They're not lending you. Yes.
It's in line of rivers, isn't it?
I don't think it's. I don't think there's a problem at all. There's no problem at all. I don't think there's a problem at all. Ribbis is only when you borrow money, or when you borrow something, and the understanding is I'll pay you back money. A cup of sugar, I'll give you back. Another cup of sugar.
But
I'm not giving you back the same. I'm not giving you.
Use the hot water for showers.
No, they're giving you a gift.
That's what I'm asking. My gift is $100.
No,
more.
No, that's fine. That's perfectly fine. That's perfectly fine. The world couldn't exist if you didn't have if that wasn't permitted.
Where
are
you going?
Witness is limited to borrowing money or to borrowing objects where you have to pay back its value. Let's see more. Some of these will also become clear as we go to Long Simon. As we go through some of these things, we have also. Okay, there are two simanis. There's also laws of a business, iska. So we'll see some of these things will become clear as we go further. Okay, so where are we up to? Imhoya haloy. Plenty. Where are we up to? Halachatess. Halachatess. Imlo haya haloy v'ragel haktim lamal v'shalom pam acher. Okay, now we'll talk about a person who doesn't say shalom aleichem. Does not greet the other person. Also, lahakdim lo. You see someone in shul, you see him in the street, you'll never say to him hello. That's the way you are. That's a minik stone. That's the way you were brought up. You never greet a person shalom aleichem. And now this person happened to have lent you $1,000. So now, when I see him in the street, oh, I'm going to say to him shalom aleichem. This person invites me to his wedding, I would never think of going. Going makes a simcha, I would never go. I would never go to a simcha that he makes. I always respond, I'm busy, I can't, I work, I have a great share. Always have an excuse. And now, I needed to come on to him. He lent me a lot of money, and now, so I got to get an invitation. He sends that invitation to the whole shul, and I get the invitation. This time I'm going to go. That's ribbis. That's mamash ribbis. That's what it says. Im lo hoy haloy v'rog v'lahaktim l'mal v'sholem v'pam acher also l'haktim lo v'also l'chado b'eze kibu b'beis ha-knesses or b'mokim acher im lo hoy v'rog gam kein b'pam acher unless it was your custom in the past. If you're a gabai, it's been a very big problem. Someone lends you money and now you have control who you give the aliyas to. So it's a very, very big problem. I know this for a fact. I saw this by own eyes. Shabbos mincha. There's a guy, there are two guys, they don't like each other, they don't get along. And they alternate being gaboyim. And they never give each other kibudim. Never. Everyone in shul gets kibudim, hagma, galila, aliyas. And these two people, one gabai will never give, they just don't get along. It's very clear to the oilam. So what happens now if one of those two people needs to lend money to the other person, and now obviously I'm going to give him an aliyah? It's mamash ribbis. That's what it says here, because they're not accustomed to doing so. And below how your ruggle came upon acher v'chein shar ribbis dvarim ba'alma asa ribbis dvarim ba'alma asa shenemar neshech kol dovar she yishach. It says in the pasuk, neshech is a code for biting ribbis. Kol dover asher yishach, anything which you can bite your friend. Afilu, which we learn even afilu deeper. Also, even us to go and give a person the bonus with deeper. Chena malve muzra al ribis tevarim. The malve is also muzra al ribis tevarim. Kigoyin, what does that mean? Goin im oimer lahaloyva hodi eni im yovei ploni mimokim ploni. Let me know. The malve demands from the lender. I want inside information.
Okay, so
Now I demand, I want insider information because I've lent you money, even though normally you would not provide me with this information, but now you are indebted to me. Do not abuse. The same way there's a prohibition for the lender to show signs, gestures of kindness as thanks, appreciation to his lender, it is forbidden for the lender to take advantage of the borrower and demand services they would not otherwise provide. The Imtaima, you'll tell me, but it says in the Pasuk, Evan Loivili Ishmalve, it says, the borrower is a slave to the lender. That's not what it means. Don't corrupt. Don't hijack the Pshan the Pasek. Zeh ein elinin shem nofal b'neim dinu dvarim, in a situation where there's a real din Torah, where there's a real dispute. Right, you have a lender and a borrower. Luvain lend shem $1,000. And then there's some other unrelated matter of business, and they want to go to a din Torah. So the question is, to whose bezdin should we go? Should we go to the bezdin in your city, or should we go to the bezdin in my city? So in this case, it's such a halacha that since he's the lender, let's have the judgment over here. So he's coming to limited halacha to a very limited case of which bezin you go to. That's the only time you have a halacha that the loiv, the malve, wins to deciding which court to go. But when it comes to all of the matters that involve actual monetary or benefits or services, then there is a real the rice of ribis. You want to go to a dry cleaners. I never use your services. But since you've been so kind to me to lend me money, I'm going to start to use your services. That's also asr. Yudalf, asr lahalvis lechat sa. Now we go to the case of sa b'sa. You want to go borrow a pound of sugar. Okay, or you want to measure a measure of grain. Asr lahalvis lechat sa tvua. Sheyachzir loy achar kach sa tvua. And in 6 months from now, or a year from now, I'll pay you back the same measure of grain. Why? Afilu min b'mina. Exactly. It's going to be wheat for wheat. Why? Kishema tisyaker bein time. You're not giving back the same product. You're giving back a different product. And maybe in the meantime, the value of wheat has gone up or gone down. And if the value of wheat has gone up, you're giving back more in value than what you have taken. Kishema tisyaker bein time. Hatua. Venimsa zemachazir yoyser mimashalova. You're giving back more than what you borrowed. Ach! What can you do? Yasenu damim. The solution is when you borrow a pound of sugar, how much the pound of sugar cost? It costs $5. I'm going to give you back $5. You should immediately convert the commodity into cash, and cash is stable.
Ach, not the same as constantly going up and down.
Going down versus what? Versus the American dollar.
Versus the exchange.
So
food
fluctuates
in America.
Where do you draw the line? What currency is the global currency? I don't know the answer. I don't know.
The only way you can do it is if you give your neighbor a pound of sugar, they should give you back a pound.
No, so it's saying that sugar fluctuates relative to currency. The Mars saying that
the
money is worth less. So he's saying that you live in a country where there's inflation, the economy is not stable, so then that should be considered ribis. So that might very well be the case. I don't know the answer. There has to be somewhere a currency which is that's what the Gemara says, Zav and Kesef. Hazav Koines HaKesef and HaKesef Koines HaZav. It's a Mishnah in the Masech Tabav Metzia. Gold and silver are considered to be the standards.
Not anymore.
So what is today? What's considered to be the standard which all currencies are measured against? There is no such thing. Nothing. Everyone measures against the other. It's all mad. It's all relative. You want the euro versus the dollar versus the yen. Bitcoin went all the way up and went all the way down. There are like hundreds of what are they called? Crypto? What's it called? There are hundreds of these currencies now out there. They're all people there. They go. There's all.
Yeah. If you give somebody your credit card,
yeah,
and you're getting?
Ribbis. Yeah, there's a lot of ribbis problems. If you lend someone, the classic problem of ribbis, you lend someone your credit card. It's a very big problem. If you give a parent, gives a child a credit card all the way around, the child borrows from the parent from the child, brother from his brother, or siblings, or your friend, and they don't pay right away. Okay, they don't pay. They pay a few days late, a month late. So there's interest. Boy, is there interest.
24.9%?
Wow, that's scary.
Yes.
That's scary. So if you don't pay right away,
you hate when you pay bill to bill.
They don't want you to pay on time.
So that's ribbis. That's ribbis. Because what's the lumpness? You use someone else's credit card. I use $100, and I pay you back
$10 a time.
I don't remember the lumpness, but it's a very big problem. I have to go look it up in Verizon's book. He describes the problem of using or borrowing someone's credit card where they don't pay it immediately. Okay, let's finish up this halacha. So Yasenu Damim Shem Tisiaker Hatzvua Lo Yite Lo Yrak Hadamim Vim Yesh Lo Loi Vafilu Rak Ma'amim In Zem Mutu Lulvas Afilu Kama Koyren. If the loiva has even a small amount of this min, imin ze, mutter lilva safilu kamokurin. If he has in his possession, or is it, if you have in your possession some of this commodity, it's as if you already paid him. We view it at the moment of bucking. We'll leave this for tomorrow because it's a little bit complicated. And we'll leave this for the service of it tomorrow. We'll stop here.